Des Cahill is here with the Sport Morning, Des.
Morning to you, Justin. Busy day. The Irish women's rugby team got back to winning ways in the World Cup qualifying campaign. They had to win against Italy, having lost to Spain. And Ireland did win. They trailed 7-5 in the second half in Parma, but they rallied to win 15-7 against the Italians, with the help of tries from Bevin Parsons and Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe. Parsons evaded 7 tackles in the build-up to the second try. Here's the Irish coach, Adam Griggs.
Yeah, she's outrageous, I think, at times. I think she had a really good game. You know, she's so hard to beat one-on-one, and the beauty of her collecting that ball with the back, you know, having time and space to start to pick out players one-on-one, meant that she was able to use her feet, you know, bounce him off, get into space quickly with that acceleration she has. And again, the pleasing aspect for me of that try is that once she was brought to ground, we recycled the ball quickly. And I spoke about it during the week, having trust in the backs to execute. And there was some really good draw and pass using the ball to the width. And great to see Amy Lee on the other end of that, scoring the try for us. So really happy with how clinical we were with that. And I think it was a good confidence booster for those players as well.
Yeah, the other qualifier saw Scotland defeat Spain 27-22. So Ireland are second in the table, and Ireland play Scotland next Saturday. Ireland will need to better Italy's result against Spain by at least 10 points if they're to qualify automatically. Now in soccer, Chelsea are joint leaders at the top of the English Premier League with Liverpool. Chelsea, an outstanding second half display from them. They beat Tottenham 3-0. They could have won by more. Thiago Silva, Kante and Rudiger got their goals. Manchester United made it 4 wins from their first 5 games. A very dramatic 2-1 victory at West Ham. After Cristiano Ronaldo had equalised a Benrahma goal for West Ham, Jesse Lingard, who spent last season on loan at West Ham, scored United's 89th minute winner. But the drama wasn't over. West Ham were then awarded a penalty in the 95th minute. They brought on substitute Mark Noble just to take the kick, but his effort was saved very dramatically by David De Gea. So West Ham lose. Brighton and Hove Albion were 2-1 winners over Leicester City. Neil Mopay and Danny Welbeck scored as Brighton go fourth in the table. In Scotland, Celtic had a pretty depressing result. They were beaten 1-0 at Livingston, and Celtic are now 4 points adrift of the leaders Rangers, who drew 1-1 at home to Motherwell. In Gaelic games, Rapparee Starlights are Wexford hurling champions for the first time since 1978. They overcame St Annes by 6-18 to 117 in the final at Chadwick's Wexford Park. Now, that's reportedly the highest ever total scored in a Wexford senior hurling final. We'll have reaction from there later in the programme. In the Carlow hurling final, Mount Leinster Rangers retained their title. They beat St Mullins by 24 points to 16. And one of the stars from Mount Leinster was Fiacre Fitzpatrick, who's just got his leaving cert results.
This is a new challenge, yeah, and we want more. I want more. We want to drive on now. Got my results there maybe a fortnight, 3 or 4 weeks ago, so I'll go up to DCU this week and put the head down again.
And the challenge of the Leinster Hurling Championship, you're looking forward to that?
Absolutely, we're going to relish it now. We can't wait. We've football championship coming up, so it'll be tricky balancing, but we'll get the head down and we'll enjoy the celebrations, but we'll go again and we're hungry for more.
That's Fiacre. Now, in the dramatic Kerry hurling final, Kilmoyle beat St Brendan's by 3 points thanks to a last-minute goal from Maurice O'Connor. Great joy for the Kilmoyle manager, John Myler, who has coached, of course, at the highest inter-county level, but this was special.
This is pure hurling.
Yeah.
This is real parish hurling. You know, two teams from the same parish, Ardfert, Kilmoyle, just neighbouring parishes, all families intermixed and all that, yeah. And it's pure. It's the purest of pure. There's no flies here. And there's pure passion, and everyone will go home together tonight and have a pint together. It's families, but they love their hurling here. There's no football in Kilmoyle. You know what I mean? So it's a fantastic place. Brilliant.
In golf, Christopher Broberg from Sweden won the Dutch Open. He ended 3 shots clear on 23 under par. Niall Kearney finished tied for 12th place on 12 under. He had a 1 under par round of 71 to finish. And on the LPGA Tour, Yin Young Ko won the Portland Classic in Oregon. The South Korean player finished on 11 under par with Olivia Mahaffey 4 over. In canoeing, Jenny Egan won a silver medal at the World Sprint Championships in Copenhagen. The Kildare woman finished second in the K1 5,000 metres final. In motorsport, Jerry's Callum Devine in a Ford Fiesta won the O'Connell Group Cork 20 rally. In cycling, Filippo Ganna from Belgium retained the individual time trial title at the Road World Championships in Flanders. Ryan Mullen was 33rd there. And in horse racing, Easy Game pulled clear of Ballyushin after the final fence to win the feature Kerry Group Chase on the opening day of the Listowel Festival. The 6-4-1 win completed a treble for the trainer Willie Mullins and jockey Paul Townend. And the action, of course, continues at Lowell Listowel today. They're there all week. It starts at 1:40 this afternoon. It's also racing at Ferry House beginning at 2:55, Justin.
Des, thanks very much indeed for that and more from you later.